Tonight's gospel is all about holiness. Jesus says, unless our holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. The scribes and Pharisees were exteriorly appearing holy, but inside their heart was far from God. So holiness is something interior, something with the soul. Loving God with our whole heart, soul, strength, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Each one of us is called to become a saint. God created us to become a saint. Vatican II told us that again and again, that every Catholic is called to holiness of life. One author once said that the only tragedy in life is dying without having become a saint. Now, there were two brothers over in Ireland. Believe it or not, their names were Pat and Mike. They were in Father Murphy's parish, and they drove Father Murphy crazy. As teenagers and young adults, they were always in the pubs, getting into fights, drinking, carrying on, never went to church. This went on for years and years, and then they became, you know, young adults, and sadly, Mike passed away. So Pat went to arrange the funeral mass and said, "Father, you know, I got an inheritance, and I want to give you $100,000 for the building of your new church if during the funeral mass you tell everyone that my brother Mike was a saint." Oh, Father Murphy knew what he was up to, and he said, "You've got to be kidding. He never went to church. He was always drinking in the pubs, etc." But then, of course, Father Murphy looked up and he saw the leaky roof and knew that he needed to build a new church, and he said, "Okay." Well, the funeral arrived, the church was packed, and Father Murphy began his sermon. As you know, Mike never went to church. He was always drinking, fighting, carrying on, but compared to his brother Pat, he was a saint. For a few moments tonight, I'd like to tell you the 10 easy ways to become a saint. The 10 easy ways to become a saint. Number one is desire it. Have that as a goal. See, it's hard to hit a target you don't have. It's hard to reach a goal you don't have. So have it as a goal, with the grace of God, to get to heaven, to become a saint, to become holy. If you read the writings of the saints, like Saint Therese, as a young girl in her diary, she said, "I have a desire to become a saint." That's number one, is desire. Number two is study your faith. Study your Catholic faith. Read the Catechism and read the Bible. Those books should go hand in hand. The two most important books for any Catholic, the Bible and the Catechism. Study the faith. So many people leave their faith because they never knew their faith. I would encourage you to, in reading Scripture, maybe get a daily missal. And use that as scripture study. And read the daily missal every day. The Old Testament, the Psalm, the New Testament. It's a great way to study scripture. Read about the lives of the saints. Also, use your time well in your car. Listen to cassette tapes or educational Catholic CDs in the car. Where I'm from, in Northern Virginia, the average commute is about an hour each way to work and from work. UCLA did a study that the average person drives 10 to 20,000 miles a year, which if they listen to educational, religious cassette tapes or CDs, you can actually gain a 2-year college education in 3 years of sitting in traffic. Isn't that wonderful? Listening to these cassette tapes, I tell people, don't just be a bookworm, become a tapeworm, right? Listen to these tapes, listen to these cassettes. Educate yourself, because your kids will ask you questions, your grandkids will ask you questions. Be able to have an explanation for the hope that lies within you. Number three is fulfill the duties of your state in life. You don't have to do extraordinary things, just do ordinary things with great love. As Mother Teresa said, as Saint Therese the Little Flower said, do the duties of your state in life. It could mean washing the dishes, changing the diapers, cooking the meals, going to the place of work as a lawyer, as a doctor, as a nurse, as a teacher. Do the duties of your state in life to the best of your ability. Be the best husband you can be, the best father, the best wife, the best mother, the best son, or the best daughter. Do the duties of your state in life as well as you can. Number four, according to the writings of the saints, a great way to grow in holiness is daily Mass and daily Holy Communion. St. Pius X said, there is no greater way to grow closer to Jesus than actually to receive Him in Holy Communion. It is the shortest, the quickest, the most direct way to holiness, because the Eucharist is Jesus Himself, the source of grace. So frequent Mass and Holy Communion. Number five, the saints tell us another easy way to become a saint is regular confession. Regular confession. You know, if every Catholic went to confession at least during the four seasons, summer, winter, spring, and fall, the whole Catholic Church throughout the world would be renewed. If everybody went at least quarterly. But those who are trying to really grow in holiness should perhaps go once a month or more frequently to gain the plenary indulgence. Some go every 2 weeks, but once a month at least, first Saturday, first Friday devotions. It's a wonderful thing to give your soul a shower, to balance your spiritual checkbook each month. Imagine if you've met somebody that hadn't taken a shower in 5 years or 10 years, right? You'd be here and you'd want them way over there. Well, confession is giving our soul a shower, so do it on a regular basis. Number six, the saints tell us a great way to become holy is devotion to Our Lady, especially true devotion to Our Lady, which we'll talk about after Mass tonight a little bit. Consecrate yourself to Our Lady. Jesus did, right, for 9 months in His mother's womb. Have devotion to Our Lady, the praying of the rosary each day. As you know, a decade a day keeps the devil away. So pray the rosary faithfully on a regular basis, each and every day. Our Blessed Mother did not ask us for a whole lot, but she did say at Fatima, pray the rosary every day for world peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our families, and peace throughout the world. Devotion to Our Lady, a tender and true devotion, is a hallmark of all the saints. Number seven, the saints tell us that if we want to grow in holiness, number seven, we should have a daily plan of life, a daily schedule, the daily disciplines of the spiritual life. They say, when you wake up in the morning, make the sign of the cross. Cardinal Newman says, give your first thoughts to God every day. I love what Bishop Sheen said. He said, there are two kinds of people that wake up in the morning. The first kind are the people that say, good morning, God. The second group of people say, good God, morning. Okay? So make sure you're a good morning, God kind of person. Begin your day with prayer and end the day with prayer. Examine your conscience at night. Make a good act of contrition. Those are the two bookends of the spiritual life. The morning prayer, the morning offering, and in the evening, examination of conscience and the act of contrition. Prayer is the food for our soul. Make sure we have daily prayer. Have a spiritual breakfast, a spiritual lunch, and a spiritual dinner sometime during the day. This could be, of course, Mass and Rosary or Liturgy of the Hours, spiritual reading. So have the plan of life and try to be faithful to that plan of life. Some spiritual reading, the sacraments, and prayer. They say the prayer is the food of our soul. Imagine if you did not eat for a day or a week or a month. Your soul would be spiritually malnourished. How can you resist temptation without a strong prayer life? You have to strengthen your soul through daily prayer. Number eight, the saints recommend also, especially Louis de Montfort and others, a great reverence for the sacramentals of the Church. Obviously, we love the sacraments, the seven sacraments given to us by Christ. But the Church gives us countless sacramentals. Palms on Palm Sunday, ashes on Ash Wednesday, statues, crucifix, holy water. These things are very beneficial to help us get back to the sacraments. Even if somebody cannot receive Holy Communion, they could still wear a medal. They can still pray the rosary. They can make use of the sacramentals of the church. And many people who have drifted away from God, from the sacraments, come back because of a sacramental we give them, like the brown scapular, the green scapular, the miraculous medal, the rosary, a holy card. There are so many cases where people were drifted away from the church and somebody gave them a little holy card on how to pray the rosary and it brought them back. Or somebody gave them a miraculous medal and God used that as an instrument to bring them back to the sacraments. So the sacramentals are there to lead us back to the sacraments. Number 9, the saints tell us that if we want to grow closer to God, we have to be willing to accept the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. So appreciate the sufferings that God sends you. If He sends you a suffering, it's because He knows in His plan it'll make you holier. So God only allows bad things to happen to us to bring about a greater good. Suffering, of course, is really neutral. How we handle it could lead us closer to God or turn us away from God. Look at the two thieves crucified next to Christ. One, they were both suffered. One rejected Christ. One accepted Him. Suffering can turn a person against God or closer to God. So if we have suffering in our life, offer it up, unite it to Christ, and allow the Lord to use this suffering to mold us more and more into His image and likeness. And lastly, number 10, the saints tell us that we should have an apostolate, a ministry. We should serve others. We should serve the poor, for example. We should help to visit other people. They say that if you're unhappy, it's because you're not helping enough other people. If you feel that if you get depressed, the best thing you can do is go to a nursing home and visit somebody else, or go to a hospital and visit somebody, or visit the prisons, or try to do pro-life work. Teach CCD. Do things so that you're forgetful of self and more focused on serving God and other people. Remember, Jesus said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me." So we really cannot become saints if we do not love and care about the salvation of our neighbor and try to bring that person closer to God. There are many wonderful organizations in the church. This parish has dozens and dozens of wonderful organizations to serve God. My own mom and dad found their way of service in the church through the Legion of Mary. I did the same thing since I've been 10 years old, being in the Legion. That was my apostolate of visiting the nursing homes and the shut-ins and the prisons. And that was how we found our vocation. You perhaps will have that same vocation or maybe another one. But make sure you have some apostolate, some way to serve God and serve other people. So may this Eucharistic Congress lead each one of us to a deeper realization that we are called to become saints, we're called to holiness, and may the Lord grant us those graces to grow closer to Him, and may we respond generously, just as our Blessed Mother did at the Annunciation, by saying yes to God and to the graces He wants to give us. God bless you.